Hi guys, and welcome to yet another exciting episode of Late Night Sessions with Bean. I'm joined by a phenomenal couple today, Nalenhle, aka Afronala, and Ricky, aka Ricky Rides. And together you call your guys Afro Rides, right?
Yes.
Very catchy. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Are you guys good? How's your week been?
It's been cold. Very cold in Zimbabwe right now.
I can imagine. Freezing. Mm. So tell us a bit about yourselves.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess we're just a young couple from Zimbabwe, and we've been dating for the last three years. So yeah, it's been quite a journey. And as creatives as well, it's just been interesting to, you know, to be in a partnership with as creatives as well. So yeah.
You guys are in a long distance relationship, right?
Yeah, we are.
Do you care to share with us the secret to making a long distance relationship work for so long?
Yo, I don't really think there are any secrets. Like, do you think like there's like a formula to it?
Yeah, I think it's like the general communication and having a bigger picture in mind. I say this all the time. It's like when you're having a long distance relationship, what's your plan? What's the end goal? And then every day you continue to work towards that end goal.
I think the one thing we always talk about, like even when we share on our vlogs and stuff, is communication. I think that's the biggest thing. That's the number one thing.
It's very important.
Because, like, you know, you just want to know what you're both up to at the same time and just stay updated. So you don't lose touch in a way.
Okay. Yeah. And like, what are some of the challenges that you face in a long distance relationship?
You.
Just to name a few, yeah. And like, how do you guys then manage to like navigate around them and like still stay in touch?
I think I'd say like the biggest challenge for me personally has been like the voices from the outside world. And you know, like people have a perception of like what long distance relationships are and that it's not gonna work, and also having our relationship being a relationship that people know about means that it also allows people to have a voice, you know what I mean? So like that can be very hard when like you sit down and people will be like, oh, I was in a long distance relationship and it didn't work because A, B, C, and then you constantly have to like reassure each other.
True.
That can be very hard.
True. Yeah, I think just to reaffirm that, like, I feel a lot of people then also have some kind of influence over a relationship if you let them. And when you listen to stories of people that have had a long distance relationship, they're not always good stories. So now they're like, ask yourself what they're doing there and, you know, stuff like that. And I feel like that's not always the right way to look at things. Because when you're starting out in a relationship, the one thing that you base it on is trust. And I feel like at any given time, that's the one thing you should give the most of, trust. You should trust your partner enough to, you know, to just know that they wouldn't do anything. In as much as people do cheat out there, but like, I just feel like trust is important and it goes both ways. So,
yeah. And your guys' answer actually takes me to one of the questions that I actually had. You guys have a YouTube channel, and you know, that then puts your relationship out there. And I feel like once your relationship is that public, people feel entitled to just come in and tell you whatever they want, or like they want to stay in the loop about what's going on in the relationship. So have you guys had any, like, what has the effect been like of your YouTube channel on your relationship? Do you feel the need to be super transparent, or, you know, pressure to be a picture perfect couple?
I don't think we've actually had that much pressure, because I think right from the beginning we had like the same thinking that we are gonna do this our way. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, that's like, very important.
Even the way like we do it, we don't put too much pressure on ourselves, and like even the people who subscribe know, I think at this point they know, like, we're gonna post what we want to post, and if we don't, then we don't, you know. So I think because we both remain very authentic as individuals and within our relationship, it hasn't been that much of a challenge.
Yeah, okay. I guess that's very important to like maintain your goal while you actually started. What are actually positive and or negative effects of social media on relationships in our generation or your relationship, for example? Do you feel like social media really has an effect on relationships?
Yeah, I think also there's also two ways to look at that, because I follow a whole different, what should I call them, a genre of people, and Nalenshi follows a whole different genre as well. So it's also what we feed ourselves, find yourself in a depressed a WhatsApp group or in a Instagram page that's about bad relationships, it's gonna somehow feed into, it's gonna be something that you take out and say, hey, but someone said this, or I saw this the other day, and you start a fire. It's keeping yourself, in check, and also knowing what to follow and what not, like what stress you need in your life and what stress.
Yeah,
you
that's want. True.
And also, I think for us, I like social media and specifically YouTube, because being in a long distance relationship, sometimes when I need to reflect back, when things are a bit challenging, and go back and I watch the videos and I'm like, oh wow, this is us, and it's a nice reminder of, what we are and what we are building for ourselves when I'm in doubt.
Yeah. So what's your take on interracial or intertribal relationships? I know for one, Mina, I come from Bulawayo, and there's a lot of intertribal relationships there, like Shona Ndebele and other tribes, and it's not always easy. It's not always as easy as people think it is, because of the difference in cultures and sometimes in JE tribalism. So what's your take on interracial or intertribal relationships in our generation?
Well, I don't know. I've just always had this thing ever since I was probably the way I was raised. And I myself am not raised from, a family that's the same tribe. I'm pretty much mixed race. So you could say I've been open to intertribal relationships or marriages for the longest time. Ever since I was a kid, I would see my white cousins and black people. But also I lived in a not foster home, but I lived with my best friend who's white. But also some of his sister dated a black guy for the longest time, and I never saw that as black and white type of thing. I just saw it as old age. But later on is when, people said, oh, well, but I didn't see it in any bad form or just, it was just life.
It was just any other normal relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you guys have been at this for a while. I guess little experience. The next question, I really need to also listen, because I'm going to learn from this. So how do you resolve conflict in the relationship? What are the do's and don'ts? Because school us, please.
How do we do it?
Well, I think the first thing is you have to learn, kind of study each other. So you understand your partner and what makes them tick, and right moments to speak and right moments not to speak. And listening is an important thing. I'll find that sometimes Nala might rant about something and she won't want me to say anything. So at that moment, I have to, know that this is that time for me not to, hey, but you could have done this, or hey, you could, I just have to be quiet and wait for her to, get to a point where we're ready to talk. And it takes a while. It's not something you can, do in the first week of or first month of dating. It takes a bit to really understand your partner and just know that, hey, this person, I know this, this type of mood, and, because it can be different moods all the time. But I feel like at some point,
okay, now she's upset or...
I think also I keep saying this, keeping the bigger picture in mind, is that when you fight or have a disagreement, an argument, just remember that it's not really, it shouldn't be you against each other at the end of the day. Yeah. you have your differences, but then in the end, you guys are working towards like one single goal. Like, this is your partner, this is your teammate, and you know, in the end, you're really like trying to build each other, trying to, you know, guide each other, work together for something, not against each other.
Yeah, I've had you guys put that into practice. So, okay, the next question is really deep, but I feel like it's just as important. What's your take on sex before marriage? Like, have societal views on this changed since you were younger? Have your views changed, or what's your take on it?
I think I'll start and then another. Anyway, so growing up, I grew up with like a pastor like type of situation where my foster dad was like a pastor at a big church.
Yes. And,
you know, the one thing they tell you not to do is not to have sex before marriage, and that's been like, you know, something I've always told myself. Like, and then, but then I got to a point where I kind of wanted to believe in Christ for myself, and just me believing, not people telling me what to do.
Yeah, to build your own relationship with him.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. So I figured, hey, you know, like it's honestly up to the two people in this relationship. It's, you know, you could say you shouldn't, but also base it on something that someone else doesn't believe in. So I say it's up to the two of you in the relationship. If you feel, you know, you want to do it, I don't know. I'd say go for it. If you feel you want to do it, then yeah, that's your decision. And
I think like sex is a responsibility, right? And for me, it's always like, are you ready to take on that responsibility? The both of you, not just like the girl is on the pill and the guy has no idea. Like, are you guys able to have like a very real conversation about what you want it to look like? And in the case something happens, like, it needs to be a very mature state. And I feel like then you need to both be very mature about it.
Yeah.
And the reason why I guess they discourage sex outside marriage is because marriage is seen as like that safe space, like done in the way that we expect it to be done. You're safe, you're protected. You know, if everyone's being faithful, then you know, like, there's no chance of getting disease. If there's a baby that comes along, you know, it's not going to be like a panic.
Because everything is in place.
Exactly. So the thing is, you just both have to be mature about it and reach a place where you both understand what you're doing and you are willing to take, you know, whatever consequence that may come with it. There might be none, but I mean, just, yeah.
Ah, okay. So do you think sex ed, or the lack of, has an effect on intimacy in relationships in our generation, like today's relationships?
I think in a way, having been in a relationship, in a way, it does have some kind of, because intimacy plays a big part of this at some point in your relationship. Of course, again, it's about, you know, knowing the person and first going into building the foundation with this person, so you know you're ready to, you know, have sexual intercourse. But I think it's important in a way. Yeah, it's important.
And I feel like I actually worry that people don't have the necessary conversations. And like, if you know me,
that's my point exactly. Because like, I was about to say, Katibele, what does sex ed look like in a typical African home setup? Because if you don't have that one auntie who's going to come and spill all the tea to you,
you're just picking up little things from outside. Someone said this, and you know, you're not really sure, is that information verified? Yeah. And you know, I think a lot of, like, I know for girls, they tend to carry on, like, very dangerous practices, right? So, for example, someone will tell you, oh, you need to make yourself tighter so that your boyfriend, you, right, go into the bush and get this thing and put it into
your... That's dangerous.
And then, and then it's dangerous because you don't, like, you really don't have the information. You don't know, you don't have a source that you know it's going to give you accurate information that is verified. And
anyway, that's a topic for another day. So do you think a difference in cultural, religious, political or social views, can that be a deal breaker in a relationship?
Funny enough you say that. I feel like we do have certain like different views, and, you know. I used to say it like a lot when we, well, maybe when we started knowing each other way better, that hey, you are liberal and I'm, you know, something else.
You know, Rick is like I mean, I think it's a good balance. Like if we ever have kids,
yeah,
I'm probably gonna be that parent that's like letting them get away with stuff, and he'll be the dad that's like, yo, Tuma.
You know? Tuma. Not in my house, not under my roof.
So I thought, yeah, we did get through that, so I believe that it's not something that can bar you from actually having a good relationship, because I don't know, think of yourselves as best friends, and not, you won't always agree on
because then there's, and I know there's deeper stuff like religious differences, like, and cultural differences. Those things can be hard to like get over or get a work around, but I guess it all comes down to the couple and how they wish to. I have one burning question for you guys. How do you feel about the Lobola ban? Like, how do you feel about the Lobola ban? Like, I'm not happy. I must say, I'm not happy.
Can I tell you? You know, like when my mom saw that thing, she was like, "That's deadly." Like, she's like, "I'll pull me lava."
She's like, "What's a culture? You can't just cancel the culture yet, Njalo. Like, even if they're banile, we are still gonna expect your Lobola." I'm like, trust and believe. Yeah. But then, like, really, what's your take on it? And how is Lobola actually important? Because I think that, I feel like some people view it as a transactional thing.
I think Nala can, like, really answer that question for you, because she's done, like, I don't know what to call it, but she's really dug deep into it. And yeah, she might have the perfect answer.
Okay.
Okay. I think, like, the biggest thing for me is... That's what they call it, right? It's not just, as long as your family is not being unreasonable. You know, sometimes that happens. What happens, they start asking, we want a private jet, or, you know, those type of things. As long as, like, the main thing is to build a relationship. So, now we know, and we're going to be, you know, forming our relationships. But the idea is not to get rich off someone else's family. So I think as long as that
line, like, is not crossed,
the intention, it's I think it's okay. I hope my family doesn't
hey, you'll be sitting here, telling us all these nice things, and then the family says, hey, please listen, I know some fundisa, and we expect this person that I know. That's actually true. Okay, and one last serious question, and then we're going to have a fun hot seat with some interesting questions. How do you define wife material and husband material? And ikona yini imaterial yangona lei or
are there so funny story. Yeah, I've actually called Nala once. I said, "Your wife material," and she got so angry.
Why though? Yeah. A wife material, isn't it something cute for someone to say to you? Like, they mean.
Okay, if you call me wife material now, I wouldn't mind, because I feel like, you know, like we talked about it. What's wife material to you?
I don't know, I think you.
Like, I would describe it as you. That is so sweet.
Yeah. I guess, like, it's just someone that you'd want to spend your life with and do life with. And
all the boxes.
Because I think people have this whole thing of, oh, well, we have a kesumkanu and sweeping the yard and stuff like that. But, like, I think for me, that's not how I meant it. Like, I meant it like I want, like, us to be together for it. You're like my partner for life.
As in, I would marry you, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But otherwise, Ricky is his husband. Do you know why?
Why? This I want to know.
Remember what I told you? Remember what I told you yesterday? About, like, the guy that didn't sleep out the laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like I was having someone was fixing my laptop, yeah, and then he was just being dodgy, you know how sometimes
trying to rip you off.
And me, I called Ricky, I was crying, I was, you know, and then he went and he sorted the guy out. That's
how the material, like, you know, Lera on my side.
Exactly.
I'm convinced literally no one will ever mess with me when they know my husband is so and so.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so now I have some fun hot seat questions for you guys. I want to see. I just want to pick your brains on a few things. And you have 5 seconds to answer each question. Ricky, can you describe Nala with a word that begins with the letter E?
E. Intelligent. E. Nah, I can't.
How?
Ellie. Wait. No, I can't.
Excellent. That is not... No, we can't say someone is excellent. Nala, name a habit of Ricky's that you hate.
When he doesn't eat. Yeah. Because, like, okay, no, but he's getting really better. Like, I'm proud of you, babe. You're doing really well with your eating habits. But, yeah, that was one thing that I always used to complain about. Mm.
Okay, who apologizes first after a fight?
Me.
As it should be. The woman is never wrong. If you woke up tomorrow as the opposite gender, what would be the top 3 things you'd do, Nala?
I would pee standing, definitely. what's the other thing? Or maybe carry like heavy things. I always want, like, I look at guys and I'm like, gosh, they're so strong. Sometimes I wish I could carry things like that. And maybe, oh, grow a beard. I don't want to grow a beard.
And for you, Ricky?
I don't know. Sounds like you put in thought to top 3 things. I really don't know, honestly.
You can think on your feet.
I can't.
Okay, who's the most patient in the relationship?
Ricky. You are.
Ricky, what's Nala's favorite traditional dish?
She has many. But I'm
actually... Nala, you and I on the same page. Yo, I'm also a Gimby fan.
Yes.
I'm a big Gimby fan, actually. Nala, what's Ricky's best personality trait?
He's reliable. He's very reliable, yes.
Yes, that's a nice personality trait. What's the first thing that Nala does when she wakes up?
She goes online.
Okay, so is Ricky or is Nala, this one goes to both of you, a glass half full person or a glass half empty person? And Ricky?
Yeah, I think I would say the same.
That's it, guys. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for giving me your time. I'm inspired. You guys are my template couple. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Pressure.
I'm here learning, like I told you in the beginning. So I wish you guys a lovely, lovely, lovely week ahead. Do you have any kind and nice words for the couples out there, or those who are trying to jola the purpose?
Communicate. Have an end goal. Like, ask yourselves and make sure you're aligned.
There you have it, guys. I hope you guys had just as much fun as I did. I had so much fun chatting with this couple. I learned so much from them. And I'm hoping you guys also picked up some nuggets of wisdom that you can use in building and maintaining your current or future relationships. And as usual, Bean doesn't leave you guys empty-handed. I'm leaving you guys with Imizi by Zano featuring Mr. Lou and MSK. And the backtrack that's playing throughout the whole conversation is Daliwam by MJ Sings. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. And don't forget to check out my description box. I'm going to leave some important information about where you guys can get Nalenhle's book, which is available on Amazon under the title Salt. And she also has an Instagram page where she does her beats business. It's titled @Wanala, which is @Wa_Nala. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Have an awesome week. Have a blessed week. I'll catch you guys on the flip side from your bean with the biggest love. We've been together for a long time. Do mama wash? What do you want?